It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihash.
And ladies and gentlemen, the Buy American Made campaign received a tremendous amount of feedback from the July 22nd commentary, where we discussed more than 240 million Americans using their cell phones every day. Today, I want to take a brief look at the background of the cell phone in America. It was on April the 3rd, 1973, that Martin Cooper, who invented the first wireless cell phone at the Motorola Corporation in Chicago, held a press conference. He took the handheld wireless mobile phone and called AT&T Bell Laboratories, which was a Motorola competitor. It was the first handheld wireless mobile phone introduced to the public, and it was made in America. Over the years, there have been many upgrades to the cell phone, making it easier to use and to carry. Today, 240 million Americans use their cell phones for communications, to listen to music, connect to radio and television programs, just to name a few. However, as you look at the packaging of the cell phone, you'll see that it's not made in America, which hurts many levels of American workers, from producing the cell phones themselves to designing new and improved cell phones for the future. Supporters of the Buy American Made campaign feel it's time to restore the engineering abilities and technologies in America that will address today's needs and the next generation of cell phones in America. We're not suggesting that everything be made in America again, but we would like to see at least 50% of the cell phones presently sold in America made by American workers. We're very proud to acknowledge Martin Cooper from the Motorola Corporation in Chicago as the father of the cell phone, and we welcome America's present-day engineers to help restore manufacturing of cell phones in America where the cell phone was invented. Thanks for your participation and for your comments and suggestions. You can email me at michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihash. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.